You're wearing a very interesting T-shirt. Can you tell me what the T-shirt says?
See, I am with the Socialist Party of Malaysia, and we think that the cause of hardship in the world today is due to the capitalist policies. And we are today to commemorate the Human Rights Day, which is tomorrow. And we see in Malaysia that basic rights, human rights, have been suppressed. And this is a very small group of gathering just to express our right to assemble and freedom of assembly.
Malaysia is viewed, particularly within this region and within Australia, as a very progressive country that is growing at a phenomenal rate. Would it be fair to assume that you see a number of downsides to the development of Malaysia?
You see, Malaysia has the second largest income disparity in Asia after Papua New Guinea. You know? While we see there are huge structures, development structures, the workers in Malaysia do not enjoy a minimum wage, for example. And there's so much of neoliberal policies going on, including privatization of water. And the latest to be hit is health system, which is going to be privatized soon. So I think more and more the workers in Malaysia are facing a lot of hardship, you know. But it's, of course, it's all because you don't have free media and you don't have a real avenue to people to express. It's given a portrayal of very great development. But if you look at the discontent by the people in the last 1 month, you can see a lot of people going to the street in spite of the huge warnings and repression, you know. So this clearly shows what you see and what is portrayed is not really true, and what is the actual situation on the ground.
As somebody who's a part of the socialist movement, are you concerned at all about your own safety? Do you ever feel that you're being monitored or watched? Have you ever been detained?
You see, I have been arrested 15 times before this. But I think the main issue is that we have to move on, you know, and the Malaysian society is divided by race and religion, you know, and this keep tearing apart the society, you know, and we want a class-based politics, you know, a politics where we think to resolve race and religious issue can only be done through a class-race politics. Yep.